that shit right now. All I need is my spliff right now. And I need one here right now. I know that I don't fit in. I don't need your medicine. I know that I'm immature. All I feel is insecure. All I feel is all alone. Ain't got no arms for nobody, so all my friends, they all pretend I'm lost again, but nobody knows I'm fine. They say it's in my mind.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'm sitting with Gio. He's the owner of QMT. I'm not going to say what QMT stands for because today's giveaway, this week's giveaway is you have to tell me what QMT stands for. So all you got to do, listen to the episode, which you already did the hardest part, which is clicking the button. After that, it's nothing but easy. You get to hear this velvety voice of mine, and you get to hear about Gio and his business. So this it's located in the city of Wilmington. You can find it at 1110 West Anaheim Street, suite number 3. It'll be on the description. This week's question is, what does QMT stand for? So the winner will receive a t-shirt and a concha torta. I still haven't had the chance to go try it out. I have had tacos, and those tacos are delicious. So in this episode, we get to know more about Gio and the business, why he opened a taqueria, why he did it in the city of Wilmington. Wilmington is known for having a lot of Hispanic people, and he mentions on the episode that we have a lot. We have El Gallito that's really close to him. We have people, random people with their food trucks, and just people in the corners just posted like selling tacos. So I asked him why and what was the reasoning behind the food that he serves, because his menu is limited, but he tells us why it's limited. So we do get to know him and his business a little better on this podcast. So I think that's going to be enough for that. Let's talk about my week. All right, so my week this week was amazing, guys. It was so relaxing and very eventful. Not uneventful like usual. My last weeks, they've been uneventful. This one's very eventful. So this week I was lucky enough to attend the Galaxy versus LAFC, and oh my god, what a fucking game, guys. If you didn't see it, I highly urge you to go on YouTube right now and look up the highlights. It was pretty good. I had a lot of candy, a lot of food in me. And after that, me and my girlfriend, we went to dinner. The 6-course dinner, which, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced something like this. It was my first time, and I felt fancy. I felt important. It was intimate, yet it was like we were sitting in a table that had a lot of people in it. I don't know, community table. So, but it was still kind of intimate. It was only a couple people. I think it was only a event for 20 people. So we were lucky enough to get in. It was all vegetarian. I did post on my Instagram. I was posting pictures. So the thing that I love the most, which I'm not a fan of flan, but this flan was delicious. It was a champurrado flan. Man, I don't know. I'm planning to ask the chef, I asked her to come on, so hopefully I have her on soon. Cause I wanna get to know her a little better with the idea behind her dishes. Cause they're all amazing, they're all delicious. You know, like I love food. You might be able to tell that from all my pictures how chubby I am. Alright, well I think that's enough of that talking about food. So yeah, so I already mentioned the giveaway. So the homie King Gonga. So King Gonga, he's doing a giveaway on his page. All you have to do is go look for him. It's KINGGONGA. King Gonga. So that's another person that I've been trying to have on the podcast. It's just our schedule having aligned together, but he informed me that he's doing a giveaway and he wants you guys to participate. So he is like, what he's doing right now, he builds things with Legos. So right now he just did this fucking beautiful, like, what I'm gonna call a sculpture. It says love, but it's all made out of Legos. The rules for his giveaway are, you just have to follow his page and go on the comment section and tag a friend. He has unlimited entries, and the winner will be chosen at random Friday, April 6th. So you just have a couple days to enter the giveaway. I mean, if you don't believe me how beautiful this thing is, then you're crazy. So it also glows in the dark. So make sure, if you want to check it out, just go follow him, King Gonga, or just look him up. As day of recording, it's the first picture that you see. So you got to click on it, and then that's it. Giveaway, boom. All right, good luck to everybody that will enter both giveaways, mine and his giveaway. Hopefully I have him on pretty soon. I'm looking for somebody to digitize my logo. So I thought I had a digital version of my logo. And this week I was trying to make shirts. I'm looking to make shirts, and I went to plug it in and it wasn't digitized. So I'm looking for somebody that can digitize a logo for me. If you can, send me a DM on my Instagram, send me a message on Facebook, or send me an email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Thank you for everybody that gave me all these positive feedback this week. You guys enjoyed the last episode. I told you it was going to be a great episode. I enjoyed it myself. Send me questions, guys. You guys had me all pumped up, telling me that I should make an episode about myself, but you guys never send questions. I don't know what you guys want to know about me. You said that it'd be interesting to if I put out an episode about myself, telling you more. But after that, nobody sent any questions. So please send them in. Thank you for everybody. Thank you to the homie Luis. Thank you for leaving a review. Please, guys, leave a review on iTunes. It really, 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 really helps. Not only my self-esteem, but also helps me be more visible. The more visible I am, the more likely I'm able to go on Spotify. That is my goal for the end of the year. So please, please help me. You know, that's the only way that I could do that. And also I put in great content, but after that I can't really do much. You know, I gotta depend on you guys, and please do that. And you know, just thank you guys. Thank you for the support you have been giving me. Sometimes I do get a little bumped, but for like, I don't know, for some reason you guys come through. It's like you guys feel my energy going lower or something, and I do get some nice messages from some of you telling me that I'm doing a good job to keep going at it. And those little messages help, and I do appreciate it. And I think I'm gonna leave you guys with that. So make sure you follow the rules on the giveaway, because the last giveaway, first of all, let me thank you guys for participating, and also you guys don't seem to know how to follow directions. So make sure you tag somebody. Make sure you're following both accounts, because I had to disqualify some people. You guys were only following me and did not follow Jess. So yeah, like I said, thank you guys for participating. You know, I think the hardest part is getting you guys to participate. But also, I mean, I do want you to win. If you guys are going to put in all that work to participate, I want you guys to be able to be eligible. So make sure you read all the directions, follow both accounts. Sometimes it'd be both accounts for this giveaway. Make sure you're following QMT, and obviously follow my account. Thank you for everybody that's listening. Follow the rules, guys. All right, I urge you, just follow the rules. I'll see you guys in a bit. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Today I'm sitting with Gio. He's a co-owner or part owner of Quiero Más Tacos, right?
Founder.
Oh, he's a founder of Quiero Más Tacos. So basically, this is, can I call it a taqueria?
Yeah, taco shop.
A taco shop in the city of Wilmington. It's pretty new, right? Like, how long have you had Queremos
Tacos? We've been established since 2016.
All right, so I mean two years, right?
But we evolved, and this is where my boy Faded came out.
All right.
And became part of the game plan. QMT is about like a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so we kind of evolved.
All right, so your co-partner, your partner in crime is Lil Faded, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So a lot of, he's like, what do you consider him, a Chicano hip-hop or like a hip-hop artist or what?
Well, yeah, his you know, ever since he joined QMT, he even gets all these phone calls from people that admire him. So yeah, definitely he's a hip-hop artist. All
right,
for sure. He kills it with the promotion, kills it with the flyers, kills it with the designers. He's a beast.
All right, so let me ask you, like, why did you want to open a taco shop, taqueria? I'm gonna call it taqueria.
Yeah, taqueria is just completely fine. Actually, it wasn't part of my plans to open one. I just kind of accidentally stumbled upon it, to be honest.
How do you stumble upon it? Like, you just an empty spot. I got extra food laying around.
Pretty much what you know. I've always loved business.
Okay.
Right. So, as a young age, I've always loved hustle, loved money. I've always liked to buy something for a dollar and flip for five.
All right.
You know. So you know, I had some money stored around. Yeah, I had been saving up for a while, so I wanted to start a business, right? And so I'm, you know, my girl's wife. My girl's wife. That's dumb.
Your wife.
My wife, my girl. Her family's always grown up since Mexico. They've been in the food business. Uh-huh. In Wilmington, my suegra, my mother-in-law, has been known for her carnitas. She used to post up out in the street, and people used to come and buy. So you know, I had been saving for a while. I know that I like business, and then my mother-in-law has the knowledge in cooking. So I said, hey, you know, I'm gonna start looking maybe for a little shop or something.
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of stumbled up on on opening up a taqueria, taco shop.
Yeah, that's funny to me. Like, man, I got some money around. Fuck it, let me open up a business.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's how I am. That's how people that know me personally. I like to take risks. You know, just recently in a different interview, they told me, you know, why I invest in Wilmington. I like business.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a young. I knew school wasn't for me. I knew business was for me.
All right. So you grew up in Wilmington, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So you know what? Like, I'm gonna have to stop the interview for a little bit because I like to start every interview by asking how your day is, and I just went straight to the fucking questions. I didn't even ask you.
That's fine.
Where are my fucking manners? So how's your day, man?
It's great. Yeah. It's awesome. Fabulous. Phenomenal. All
right. That's good. That's good. All right. Back to the fucking questions.
There you go.
All right. So how was? I mean. Do you like Wilmington? They're like, why did you choose to open up this business in Wilmington?
That's all I know. I mean, currently I'm a San Pedro resident.
Okay.
Actually, I've been living in San Pedro for a little bit, a couple of years, 8 years now. But I grew up, born and raised in Wilmington. I went to elementary, middle, and high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, Banning High. So I do everything in Wilmington. I go from grocery shopping in Wilmington. I do my banking. You know, everything in Wilmington. I don't know anything else outside of Wilmington, to be honest.
Did you like ever want to like get out of Wilmington? I mean,
it is in my plans to grow out of Wilmington.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, like I've always, you know, I want to move somewhere else, definitely for my kids, for my family.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Wilmington necessarily. It's just. You know, I have ambition in life. I want to move up somewhere to a different level, you know?
Well, hopefully this business blows up a little bit. So, let me ask you, you said, like, your boy Faded. He's, like, pretty much the social media person, the person that takes care of all the, like, advertisement, right? So, like, what's your role in the business, like, in your business?
Pretty much, my role is making sure everything runs smooth. For example, my boy Fade will get the events that we cater to, uh-huh. and he'll come up to me and he'll be like, I got this catering event. How much are we going to charge? How much are we going to do this for? And so he's like that bridge, that important bridge that that everybody needs.
Okay.
Sometimes you find out that you can't do business by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you need somebody to be your right hand or your backbone. So he knows a man, my boy Fede, he looks so quiet, like como que si no mata una mosca, but dude's a beast. Like, he has so many connects, he has so many people that know him, he knows so many people. It's insane. Ever since he came aboard, I don't even regret it. I love it. I get so many phone calls. I think you heard one of them right before we even started the interview, you know. So my boy just kills it. I mean, he's out there, he has so many ideas and he just does them. I'm just like, whoa, let's do it. I'm more into, my role is the business side, you know, how much we're gonna buy this for, how much we're gonna do this for, this is how much this is gonna cost us.
Yeah,
you know, pretty much cost, you know, and
so
profit.
Basically you're like the money guy, right?
Yeah. that's me, you know. I've been in the taco shop business for about 3 years now, going on my third year. Uh-huh. And obviously I've had other businesses as well, like I'm currently in real estate as well, so I do real estate.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm more in the money, you know.
Yeah.
The money side of the game. But you know, that's not everything. Nowadays you need to know about social media, you need to know about everything else. So Little Faded is just the man for that.
So basically, like, he already had a following, so you pretty much just used his following and the following you had and kind of merge it together, right?
Yeah,
to be able to grow it. Yeah. I mean, that's smart.
Yeah, so I've been knowing Faded for a couple years now, and I think it was through soccer that we met. Uh-huh. And you know, we just had a cool friendship. We've done awesome things. We've gone on road trips together and we have cool bonding and we can just work perfect. So, you know, when he told me, hey, you know, I want to learn business, I want to do this. So, you know, I thought to myself, well, why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why not? Let's do it. And so, you know, we agreed to work together on this, you know. He shares the same vision that I have, you know. So.
So, like, let me ask you about the vision then. Like, what's your vision then?
Worldwide, baby.
Worldwide. So, you're trying to, like, are you trying to, like, what's it called? Like, Starbucks?
Yeah. Pretty much have a KMT anywhere and everywhere and everything.
So, like,
single
the
corner.
Next McDonald's, but, like, pretty much.
You know, we have a lot of awesome taquerias. Like, my neighbor next door, Flores or El Super El Gallito, he's all over the place now.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of an example, you know. I wanted my taco shop to go out, but not just here in Los Angeles. I want it to be everywhere, you know, New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, you know, why not? Even in Mexico, anywhere, you know, China.
So, but you don't worry about, like, the quality of, like, your product? Because, like, once you do that, you take that step, like, your quality kind of, like, goes down a little bit.
It you know what? I'm gonna answer this question like this, like the following. You see McDonald's, their food tastes the same everywhere you go, you know, and you don't see McDonald's being empty.
That's true.
You know, McDonald's has a system. It's the same thing everywhere McDonald's you go. It looks almost the same as the same menu here or in China. So my vision that I've shared with my buddy Faded is to create that perfect system that's going to work for us.
And how's that going?
And it's going great. I mean, it's a trial and error right now. Uh-huh. We've learned a lot. And I'll tell you, once we get that system, it's gonna be smooth, because people fail, systems don't.
Yeah, you know? That's true. So, like, has food always been, like, a big part of your family? Or, like, I mean, I know as a Hispanic, tacos are always, like, they're the main thing. But, like food, like, has, like, your family always gathered around it? Like,
yeah, When I met my girl back 10 years ago, because we've happily married for about 10 years now.
Congrats.
Thank you. Pretty much that's when I started experiencing that with family, you know, bringing food and cooking and que el caso, las carnitas, que los tacos al vapor. That's when I started seeing more, you know, of that food culture, the Mexican food culture. Because little do people know, I'm not even Mexican, brother. You know, I'm not even Mexican. So,
what are you?
I'm actually a Salvadorian.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you bring your like twist to your like to your products?
Not right now. The twist that we do have is not Salvadorian. I don't know. I think they're like American infused.
Yeah. So like, what's the idea behind Quiero Más Tacos or QMT? Because that's what you've been calling it all this time.
Ever since the beginning, it's always been worldwide to me. I wanted Hispanics to go to it, and I wanted Anglos to go to it. You know, the brothers, everybody, you know. So, you know, Quiero Más Tacos for my Hispanic people, and then QMT for the non-speaking Spanish, you know. So I give it a lot of thought since the beginning, from the name to our logo. I just had a lot of people involved to help me. I came up with the name. The name was 100% me, QMT, Quiero Más Tacos. And then I shared the vision with my buddy. Shout out to Ruben if he listens to this, out in Arizona. Amazing artist and graduated from designer. He's like a graphic designer. And I gave him the name and he started drawing stuff, you know, from hand and from scratch, and started sending me samples. And I like two of them that he made. One was the charro and the other one was the lettering that he did. So I told him, why don't you combine those two and see if you can come up with something? And sure enough, he did. He added the color, the lettering, the name, everything to the logo. And once I showed this logo to everybody in my family, you know, they were the first ones to see it. They all approved it. I love the name. They love the name. They love the logo. And in that vision, it was always, you know, just let's get outside the box. It's worldwide. Let's not just think Wilmington. Let's not just think Los Angeles. Let's think outside, you know?
Yeah. So you've been saying that you're a business guy. Did you like go to business, like any schooling for business, or is just like you just picked it up, you learned reading or something?
My biggest school has been real estate, brother.
Yeah, real estate. But, so did you go like take classes for it or something?
Actually, yeah, I took a couple of courses to get my real estate license. I got a license just recently. Well, not recently, but you know, I've been dealing with guys that have major money. And you learn a lot. You learn a lot just from being, just dealing with people that have money. They take care of every cent. They take care of every penny. They're complete assholes. I'm gonna be straight up. You know, they can be assholes, but you learn how to deal with that. With, you know, you grow in business.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you as a business person, you should probably know like it's hard. You know, it's hard to like, especially like opening up a business. It's hard for people to jump on board with you, you know, like, and then earning those cents, you're gonna stack them up as long as you fucking can, you know. You're gonna squeeze every penny. You're gonna try to get as much for every penny.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So like, what are you learning from there? Like, be an asshole pretty much?
No. You know what? Business is business. No emotion. You know, you can't show emotions and when you're in business. You know, obviously, I think my taco shop is fucking great, to be honest, you know.
Yeah,
but I don't expect everybody to think so.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. So I tried it. Like, I went and we met before, like you mentioned earlier, like you met you and Faded, you guys connected through like soccer. And that actually, like, I through Faded, I played soccer with you guys a couple times at the waterfront. And like, you seen me a couple times, and I went to your show. I seen you on Instagram, and I saw yeah, the shop was like, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna try this place, you know, I'm gonna give it a chance. That's something I like to do, is like, I like to support small businesses. And I kind of knew you, I know him, so I was like, fuck, you know, like, support him, you know.
Right.
And those tacos were bomb. Like, I could fucking drink those tacos. Those tacos were bomb. I was like, fuck, I wanted to go. Like, every day since I went, I've been wanting to go. I was like, nah, I can't fucking go.
Thank you, brother. No, I appreciate that. I think my product is great. You know, our product is awesome. I don't have as much of meats like other taco shops. Yeah, you know, yeah. I keep it real simple. I only got asada, pollo, chorizo con papa and carnitas. Uh-huh. You know, but there's, I mean, a lot of people, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that. And like I said, in business, I'm going to create my system. And I'm going to create that system where it's going to work. So, yeah, I like all this. I like feedback. I like when people tell me, you know, they suggest. But at the end of the day, I'm going to make sure what's right for the business.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason I have it so simple, like four different types of meat, is because, you know, it goes back to the question where you asked me, you know, how are you going to do it to keep the quality once you start? Well, that's why I only have four meats.
Okay.
You know, that's because I want to make sure my quality stays badass, you know. We cook our stuff fresh every single day. Just keep it good quality. I'm not trying to overwhelm myself or the staff that works with us. Mm-hmm. You know, so four meats and our asado tacos, I'm not trying to brag about it, but they're pretty fire. Everybody that comes through loves our asada. They love our carnitas. They love our chicken tacos and our chorizo con papa, which is popping too.
Yeah, yeah. So I tried the asada, and like, I don't know, man. Like I said, you could probably drink those tacos. They're like, they're so like, they're light. The tortillas, are they like handmade?
Yeah, they're 100% handmade. So that's why we take a little bit longer, and people that knows, they already know, because the quality is going to be great. So our tortillas are handmade. We will start grilling the steak or the asada when the people order it.
Yeah.
You know, we make our salsas, everything fresh.
So like, tell me, what's the most popular item you have right now?
Besides the asada tacos, right now we've been having people just visiting our shop for our specialty dish or plate, which is the concha torta.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people just show up and they want to try it because they saw it on Instagram, or somebody that went there snapped it on their Snapchat and they want to try it. So our number one seller right now, I wouldn't say, is the concha torta de chorizo con papa.
All right. So like that concha torta, can you put any meat, or like you stick to chorizo con papa?
No, you obviously, you can choose from all of our meats that is available, which is the four different kind of meats.
Uh-huh.
But the number one seller has to be chorizo con papa, with chorizo con papa. For whatever reason, I don't know, but I've noticed that that's the one that's been killing it.
I mean, you tried it though, right?
I've tried it.
So then you must know why.
It's funny. I've tried it. I actually sat one day, or not sat, but I was in the kitchen for like half a day, you know, kind of messing around with it. At first, the first original one was asada, la concha torta de asada with lechuga, tomatoes, and like our actual torta.
Yeah, but doesn't the bread get wet because of all that?
And I didn't really like it, to be honest. I didn't like the lechuga and tomato, the lettuce and the beans, and like a regular torta, I wasn't too fond of that. So I went back and I kind of just started messing around with it, and I said, no, I'm gonna add chorizo con papa to the menu. I'm gonna try it. So the first concha torta after that one was the chorizo con papa. Pretty simple to make it, the way I did it. And that's just the way I stuck with it, you know. So I don't put all the lettuce, tomatoes, all that. I just stuck with it, you know. Pretty much cheese and the meat, and our secret sauce, and the concha torta, and it's fire. People to now, whether they're just BSing me or trying to be nice, or maybe it's the truth, everybody that's give it a shot has been pretty happy about it and stoked. And I see them coming back, so it figures that it must be pretty good, you know?
Yeah, I like, when I went, it was between that one and the tacos, but I was like, nah, I'm gonna go for the tacos. Like for me, that's how I judge a taco place. Like, if your asada is good, then you know, then you're good. You're a good shop. Because, I mean, that's pretty much, like, anywhere you go, that's pretty much what brings people in, asada, yeah. Asada, right? So, if you can do the basic, which is asada, then next step, I'm gonna try that concha torta. But because it was between those two items, I was like, man, I do want to try it, but I can't. I got it not until I try the asada. So you got, I don't know if this means anything, but at least you got my step of approval for asada.
No, it means a lot, definitely. Yeah.
So like like when it comes to the recipes, like, do you tell your swagger, like, this is what I've been, these are the items that I've been thinking. Can you make them first or what?
Well, actually, so since we evolved, my suegra, well, she, long story short, she went through some personal stuff, so
okay,
you know, we all came to an agreement where she needed to take time off.
Okay,
so this is the part where I said at the beginning I kind of stumbled on it. I never really thought that I was going to be in part of the kitchen and getting my hands dirty and all that. I just saw that I had to be there, and so all these new new menu items, it's been 100% me.
Okay.
So I didn't even know I was a chef at some point. Somebody got to give me a certificate or something, you know? No, but pretty much I started messing around in the kitchen. You know, I was part of the business getting your hands dirty, so I went out there and did it. And my wife thought I was crazy as hell when I started doing the concha tortas. Obviously, my mother-in-law, real traditional, thought I was super disgusting. Me decía, ¿cómo vas a hacer esas marranadas? But I decided to go with the gut feeling. I was just, let's do it. People want something different. People want something new. Tacos in Wilmington are popping everywhere, you know. Yeah. You got people on the sidewalk, people in every single corner.
Yeah.
All over Wilmington, we got phenomenal taquerias, Flores Meat Market. We got Taco Sinaloa, El Taco Loco. So I just said to myself, I don't want to be the same taco shops, la misma taquería, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go outside the box. I'm, you know, if it means being a little different, then cool.
Yeah, that's good, though. I mean, a little different attracts people, catches people's attention, and brings them in. At least like me, like, I went to try one item. I didn't end up trying it, but I'm going to go back and go to try it. But that's what attracted me, you know? That's good to keep everybody on their toes. Like, now here's something different. But what kind of, like, conchas is it? Is it, like you just serve, like, everybody serve, you serve them the same type of concha? Or is it different? Like you choose what kind of, like, flavor you want?
Well, I've been sticking to pretty much conchas. They all taste the same. It's just the coloring.
Yeah.
But I've been sticking to the white conchas. All
right.
And then was it El Día de la Mujer? We did a couple of pink ones.
Okay.
You know, but it tastes the same. It's just the coloring.
I mean the chocolate one should taste like chocolate, though.
Yeah.
You get it from a good legit spot, or vanilla, white, strawberry.
Yeah, you're right. We started doing the chocolate and the vanilla.
But yeah, I think chocolate would fuck it up. Like,
we've stuck to the vanilla flavor concha. That's pretty much where we're at right now. Occasionally, I'll probably drop, you know, like maybe in October, we'll do breast cancer awareness.
All right, so you'll drop the pink
one. All right. You know, stuff like that.
So when I went to talk to you, when I went to that one time I went to your shop, I asked you, like, if you're planning to take bring any vegan or vegetarian options, because I mentioned to you, like, I want to go take my girl with me, but you don't have any items that she's able to have. Like, since I seen you, what, 2-3 weeks ago, maybe? Like, how's that going? You said you're working on it.
Yeah, actually, just yesterday, we were planning on dropping the potato tacos.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, los taquitos de papa.
Are they fried?
Yeah, they're the fried ones.
Uh-huh.
And then and then another one is the was it the soy chorizo? Uh-huh. Or soy chorizo, yeah. Add that to our menu. I'm trying to contact. I've sent her a message. I'm waiting for her to reply, but one of my friends, she's strictly vegan.
Uh-huh.
And she's a really good cook and has a lot of great ideas. So before I drop many more, I want her to just sit down with me and have a cool conversation and take notes, any ideas from her.
Yeah,
because, you know, I want to respect everybody in our community, you know, the vegans and the non-vegans and the vegetarians. So, you know, I can definitely cook up something vegetarian right now, but vegan is a little tougher because
you can't have cheese.
Yeah, they can't have, like, cheese.
Eggs.
But milk. But you know, I have personal friends that are vegans. So I would love for them to come to my taco shop and eat something good, you know?
Yeah.
So that's still definitely, we're still definitely jotting down notes. And you even have a little side menu for them, you know, have something where they can come and order any day of the week, and they can enjoy a good vegan taco.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think like the potato one, you're heading towards the right direction right there already. Because as long as you don't dip it in egg, it should be good.
Yeah.
So like the tortillas, like, are you also making the tortillas? Or like you're in the back with the masa doing it from scratch?
Yeah, we do. We that's exactly what happens. I don't do the tortillas myself because I don't know how. But yeah, we have our staff that does them. They do. They prepare the masa. They, you know, before we start our shift, they start making the tortillas.
So like, what's a typical day? Like, how long does, like, what time do you get up and start prepping your, like, everything?
About an hour before.
Okay.
We get there about an hour before and just prep everything. Make sure you know, we cut up the onions. That's probably the most hated task, cutting up the onions.
Why don't you get one of those, the ones you just press down, like in and out with the potatoes,
right?
Or a chopper, you know, the little chopper.
I think, you know what, Fade, I think we need to invest in one of those. You know, I haven't even thought about that. I think right after this interview, we're gonna go for one of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, we chop up everything, you know, our whatever we use, our ingredients, the limes, the onions. We prep the masa. You know, so for those early birds, not early birds, because we open at 10 currently, but for those people that come in like around 10, we start making a few tortillas.
Okay.
Just to get a little advantage. But that's, you know, about an hour early. That's what we do. We get in there, make sure everything's legit, you know.
Is it the same for the conchas? Like, do you already, like, since I seen you, did you already put in that oven and everything else to make conchas?
Yeah, our concha tortas, you know, we try to keep them as fresh as possible. So I actually have a connect with a baker and stuff, and just, you know, get them and then start ordering more. So if we run low on this day, we gotta order more. And you know, the last couple of weeks we've been killing it with the concha torta. People just been word of mouth, Instagram, social media, Snapchat. Oh, they tell me, I saw the concha torta? They tell me, yeah, the concha torta, I saw it in somebody's so-and-so snap or on so-and-so's Instagram. I want to try it. So, yeah, we've been killing it. Just the other day, midday, I had to go and make a quick run and gather up some more conchas because it was just in high demand that certain day. But, you know, so the conchas is definitely interesting. You know, it's not too complicated to make. But it's definitely interesting. I think people haven't really gave it thought. I compare it to the McGriddle, you know, the sausage McGriddle is kind of like sweet and salty. Or,
yeah, yeah.
You know, you got the Asian community already doing it since a long time. Sweet and sour, orange chicken, all that. You know, it's an infuse, you know.
So, like, you spoke about catering. Like, did you start catering first and then you opened up an actual place?
Catering, yeah, I can say we did with my mother-in-law. Obviously, she still helps us out in the catering side of the business.
Uh-huh.
My mother-in-law takes a big part of big role in the catering side of the business. We do carnitas. We have a lot more variety when we do catering. You know, we don't just stick to tacos. We don't do just taquizas. We do, if somebody wants carnitas, rice and beans, we do that.
Right.
Right now, my boy Fade's dad is an awesome chef, like Italian food and Chinese food. So we do that too, you know?
For the catering?
Yeah, catering. What?
So you have all that portable, like the woks and all that stuff, or what?
Pretty much right now what we do, we cook everything at our shop, since we do have an industrial kitchen.
Okay.
You know, we're everything's legit with the health department and stuff. We got our letter A, which is more important. Ever since I've opened, we've always had our lettering, you know, letter A. So yeah, we have equipment, industrial equipment, and we cook it up and then we'll deliver it to where we gotta go. You know, we've done a couple of deliveries in a few years. We've done a couple of deliveries and catering events down at the port. We've done parties, we've done big and small events here and there. Actually, we got invited to the Latin Food Fest in Santa Monica.
Oh, cool.
we were a little scared to do that. I think for this year, for this first time around, we're gonna sideline it, and then next time around we're gonna be hands on. It's a whole different monster. But yeah, we've been doing a lot of catering. Like right now we're booked all of March pretty much.
That's good.
We're booked all of April. We got a few events inquiries in May and June. So, you know, catering is a big part of our business. Big part of our business.
Do you add the concha torta to the catering yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, anything off our menu, you know, if people want to pay for it, I'm going to cater it.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So how do you keep the torta part, the breading, like how do you keep that warm?
Obviously, we have special like thermal bags.
Okay.
Yeah, but obviously it depends what the client wants. Yeah, if the client wants me to do it at the location and obviously they're willing to pay, you know, the price, then we'll do them at the location. I have the equipment to do it at the location.
To do a torta, like
concha torta. And you know, obviously we would take our conchas already made, but we would create it there at the spot and cut it up and do it there, and that way they can have it fresh and warm, you know. So we actually, that's funny, we had a inquiry about concha tortas, right, Faded? This is like what, last Sunday somebody was interested in having a birthday party for their girl, and they love the concha torta, so they wanted us to do catering with concha torta. So we're in the process and seeing if that happens or not. But you know, we're willing to do a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah,
if people pay for it, why not?
Yeah, well, why not? Yeah, that makes, but I mean, like for me, the part that I'm kind of like, I have a hard time wrapping my head around was the concha itself, like, because I imagine, boy, I mean, you said you got the bags, the thermal bags, so I mean, it'll keep them warm. But I thought he probably would go to like a panaderia that was close to the event and maybe like purchase the bread there.
I have a couple of bakers that I work with. Uh-huh. Obviously, I would pick up the conchas fresh.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a couple hours before the event. Pick them up fresh, make sure there's a fresh batch, and head out to the event, you know.
So like, go ahead.
Sorry, because I don't want to just work. I don't want to just, you know, work with, let's say, any baker, because I wouldn't know what their quality is. Yeah, you know, true. So I have a couple of guys that I know, a couple of bakers that from Wilmington that I know they got really awesome
conchas.
So that it's not going to affect my quality.
Yeah.
So,
That's important. That's something that's important. I'm just saying, like, yeah, whatever. I mean, don't matter. You're the business guy. I don't know what I'm talking about here, you know? So, like, how did you choose the location in Wilmington? Like, obviously, you're into real estate. So, like, why was that location? So, like, where you're at right now, what's so special about it that you chose to have it there? Because I imagine, like, you're working it. So, like, you could choose different spots.
It's a great question. And, yeah, there was a lot of thought to that. One reason was my mother-in-law lives literally across the street from there, from that location, and we loved it because she was going to be super involved in that. So she lived across the street. Another reason was I'm only a couple of minutes away from there, San Pedro, to just get off the 110, off exit on Anaheim, boom, I'm right there.
Yeah.
Super convenient for everybody. Having a business like a food restaurant is real hectic. Is at times, if you don't know what you're doing, it got real stressful. And if you're driving long ways to get to your shop, it can hurt you. Originally, I had looked at locations up in Downey, Long Beach, Whittier, Pico Rivera. Mm-hmm. Great opportunities, but I didn't take those opportunities because it was too much of a drive.
Yeah, true.
And my heart was always in Wilmington. I've always said I don't know anything else out of Wilmington. So if I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it out of Wilmington. You know.
Yeah.
That's where I love Wilmington. I know Wilmington like the palm of my hands. I wouldn't do anything else. Everything I do, I do it in Wilmington. So I said, if I'm going to start a business like this, I want to start in Wilmington. Mm.
So, like, so far, like, what's the response? You know, like, obviously you have people coming in every day, but, like, well, how do you feel the response from the communities so far?
Wilmington is a great community. They just, for example, on the Wilmington Wire, they posted a little story on us and at QMT, and people responded great. Crime in Wilmington has the page on Facebook that everybody knows. Has shown us some love, and people just, they, there's a real knit, like, real tight community in Wilmington. A lot of us only hear the bad sometimes, and we stress on the bad, but there's a lot of good stuff in Wilmington. Yeah. A lot, like, a lot of great people. It's a real nice community. They support you. And I don't have no complaints. I'm working on my third year, and luckily we've managed to have our doors open.
No, that's good. So, what do you feel sets you apart from the rest of the, like, the businesses, the rest of the taqueros or whatever? Like, what sets you? What do you feel sets you apart from everybody else?
You know what? I personally, when I'm there at the shop, I love talking to everybody there. The new faces that I see, I like to engage with their customers. I get different people all the time. I get youngsters, I get older people, I get the single elderly people. Mm-hmm. Just the other day, an elderly woman, she had been recently widowed, and Dang. She came for our Taco Tuesday, and it was a rainy day, and all our tables were kind of taken up. It's not a big spot, but all our seats were taken, and so I brought up a special table for her, and I put a chair, and I made her feel good. I sat her, you know, gave her her spot, gave her her food, and she loved the food. Besides that, what she mentioned to me was, you made me feel at home. You know, I've been widowed. I've been by myself for a couple of months. You know, it feels good to talk to somebody, and that's how I am. Like I told you at the beginning of this interview, I like to talk a lot.
Yeah.
And anybody that comes into a shop, I don't judge. I talk to them. I start a conversation. If they want to open up and have a good conversation, I open up and have a good conversation. Sometimes I get in trouble. Like, my wife, she'd be like, you talk too much, you know, get back to work. But yeah, I'm working, you know. But
I mean, that is a big part of business, connecting with your customers, you know. Like, if, like, that's how you get people to come back. You know, if they don't feel like you took interest in them, like, they're gonna be, I mean, your product, I mean, for some people at least, your product could be like the best, but I mean, if they don't feel welcome or they don't feel they got good service, then they're not gonna return, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes you can make an error in the food, you make a mistake, maybe you put some onions and they didn't want no onions.
Yeah.
But if your attitude and your service is great, the people will give you a second chance.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I mean, that's how you get the return customers, you know, like, that's how you get your usual customers, yeah, too, you know, your regulars.
So, yeah, like, we got our usual customers. I know them by name. I already know how they're going to order, whether it's a burrito, whatever. Oh, ¿cómo estamos? No arroz in your burrito? I already know. You know, he don't gotta tell me anymore. And that's kind of what I try to focus on. Besides just making a dollar a penny, I want to focus on making the person feel good.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's very important. I like that. I commend you for that, right? So, like, I seen a post a couple of days ago. So, I seen a post a couple of days ago, like, I guess you're being cited on, like, I saw on Instagram, you're being cited, like, what the fuck happened?
No, that, it was just a funny, little funny, humorous thing, a meme or meme, whatever you want to call it. No, we had a LAPD show up just to have food, and
I mean, that was a good picture, too, like, the way, like, they captured it, like,
yeah, look, my boy Faded, he's behind that one, he's the one that captured that moment. And we turned it into a little humorous meme just for the social media. And yeah, a lot of people were like, well, what happened? You actually got fined, or why the, you know, someone try to steal something, or you guys got no. Actually, they just came in and they were actually paying their tab, or they were just paying.
Yeah.
And Faded captured that moment when they were paying, and it's like they're like handing a citation. Yeah, or something.
It looked like that, like the tablet out, ready, like the little booklet out, trying to.
No. Actually, they were just coming to eat, and so pretty stoked about that. You know, LAPD showing up and eating at the shop, and I like it. My neighbors like it. You know, it keeps our paws a little safer when LAPD shows up and
that's true.
They decide to eat there, and you start having this bonding. So. If anybody in the LAPD listens to this, you're more than welcome to our shop. Actually, what I do is to our law enforcement, I don't even charge the drinks.
Oh,
so,
cool.
You know, try to support Blue and, you know, the man that serve our community. Why not?
All right. So, like, after this episode, I'm going to go buy myself a police uniform, you know, so I can get at least a free soda here and there, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So, like, where do you see your business in 5 years, man?
I see I see more shops. I'm already eyeballing a few locations. The vision that I shared with my boy Faded is the next one is going to be close to the water.
Okay.
Yeah, like beach-oriented city. So that's kind of where we're eyeballing right now.
So are you gonna start adding seafood then? Because I mean, the water and seafood, they go together, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely a possibility. I don't want to go too out. Like I said, you know, the system that I'm creating is I want the same system everywhere. Like, perfect example, I'm gonna quote them a lot today is McDonald's. I look at them, they have a system. That's why you get a high schooler to work at McDonald's, because there's a system created. Uh-huh. And I get this from my mentors. I have mentors, you know, people in the business that mentor me. And they tell you, create that perfect system that's going to make you money,
uh-huh.
Right? Because a system won't fail you. People will, but systems won't. So McDonald's has a system where anybody can just apply and get the job done. So that's kind of what I'm envisioning with. Not kind of. That's what I am envisioning with Quiero Más Tacos, is creating that system. I haven't perfected it yet. There's a little stuff that I need to work on. But when I get it perfect, that system, I just want to launch it out. There's like no tomorrow, you know, just launch it. Somebody wants to buy a franchise, I'll sell them the franchise. We're not just trying to be the sole owner. The vision is to, if somebody likes my system, uh-huh. I'm going to sell you my system.
All right.
You make your own money. You want to put your own QMT, you go ahead and do it. I'm going to show you how it's done, and this is how it's going to run, you know?
Yeah. So like right now are you like writing the little booklet, like to how, yeah, like how to prep everything, like?
Yeah, everything, all of that. So everything from how the food's prep to inventory to all the little details that go into having a restaurant, all that's being written down. And that's kind of where my boy Fader is. He's hustling right now because he's behind that computer, and just I'll sit down and little Fade will be next to me, and I'll be like, we need this, write this and that, and he'll just start writing and start creating charts and start creating whatever needs to be created to start creating that system.
Oh, that's good. So I don't know about you, but you want to go on live? Like I asked you a little earlier, like we could maybe get some more questions.
Sure. I mean, I'm up for anything.
So pretty much We're almost done with the I only have like maybe two or three more questions. I don't know if you have any questions for me. You could always ask me questions. It doesn't have to be me like asking you. I know this is for you.
Actually,
for,
like, I do have a question for you.
All right, go ahead. Like, do you want to ask me now, or do you want to go on live and start, like, that could be something we could talk about on live.
Let's do it live.
So before we started going live, I asked you if you had any questions for me. You said you did. So why don't we do that right now?
Yeah. So hi, everybody that's tuning in from my feed and from everybody else's feed. Yeah, actually, the question that I had for you was, I saw on your Instagram, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
You want to do like stand-up comedy?
Oh, yeah. I do stand-up.
And so I was thinking to myself, why not have a little comedy stand at QMT?
A comedy what?
A little comedy stand. You know, have a little comedian.
Like
comedy night.
Oh, I think you should probably hear my stuff before that, because all my shit's dirty, like everything.
Well, we can keep it. So my rated R after 9 o'clock. You know, make a special event for you. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. But I was thinking, like, you know, I have a little setup, fit like 10-15 people.
Yeah, yeah.
And have a little cool event where somebody wants to get down. I mean, yeah. I support local artists.
I mean, I'm down to do it. That's not the problem. It's just I don't want your business to go down, I guess.
No, and actually, by me saying this, it'd probably be a close. Why don't we do a closed event?
A closed event.
Yeah, VIP. Okay. Maybe everybody that's listening right now that wants to be part of this event, yeah, that listen to your podcast, we can close the doors, have just strictly a couple of people in there, and they'll be able to taste our food and listen to your comedy stand.
Well, I mean, I'm down for it. I mean, I don't think I should be the only, like, how much time do you want me to do? Because I only have, like, at the most 15 solid minutes. So I don't think 15 solid minutes is gonna be enough.
I don't know if everybody wants. I mean, I don't know what the people say. We can give it to the audience, you know, podcast. If they listen to this part, why don't we have them vote if they want to listen to you?
Yeah, I'm down.
I'll open up my shop for you for your solid 15 minutes, and they can try our food.
Well, I'm down to do it, like I said. But
tacos and what? Tacos and chistes?
Chistes y tacos.
Chistes y tacos.
Fuck it.
Why not?
So I don't know if you guys want to ask them something. So far, you guys aren't showing up for me. So what about your listeners? I don't know. Do you guys have any questions for them? I don't know, like, they're real estate, into real estate, hip hop, and tacos. So that's always a good mix.
Real estate, hip hop, and tacos. And pretty soon, chistes, maybe.
Over there,
I
can say joke, try it.
All right, so I just, like, the other day, I just came up with, it's not even, it's just the setup. I'm going to give you guys a setup and see what you guys think. All right, just imagine being such a big football fan that you don't have a cell phone just because you don't want to support the Chargers. Yeah, that's like a little setup. There's more to it. I just haven't come up with it yet, but it's in the works.
And shout out to the Charger fans.
Yeah. See, that's the only thing. Just if you're a Charger fan.
No, then actually, LA Ram fan. Since before they moved. Clarifying. Well, I'm not sure if I understand this question. Maybe you guys help me out. It says, Big Yeti says, I got a good question. What is a real taco and a real hip hop?
I don't know. That's I don't think that's for me to answer. That's for you. Like, you're the taco guy, not me.
Well, real taco and real hip hop? I know for one sure thing, it ain't Taco Bell. I'll tell you that much.
So maybe like everything's fresh.
Everything's fresh.
You get it? Like the rhymes are fresh and the tortillas are fresh.
Yeah, maybe. There we go. Yeah, fresh. So, fresh beat and fresh tacos, brother. Shout out to Big Yeti who asked that question.
So we got Johnny on my feed. He's fucking hating on Faded. He says he wasn't gonna ask a question, but since Faded is here, he's gonna stop. So I don't know why you gotta be a hater, Johnny. Fucking.
He's a fan. He always looks at everything I do.
So I mean, I guess it's alright if you're a fan of him. You know, like, you got what's it called?
Is would Johnny be the stalker that we get calling QMT?
Oh, so you got a stalker?
Yeah, actually, we got a couple of stalkers. We can't figure out who it is. They keep asking for Lil Faded. So shout out to the stalker. Johnny, if that's you, you just got caught, brother.
Yeah. He says he's been he's trying to find Longaniza. That's what he's been calling. So he heard you guys got the best chorizo in town. So
yeah, maybe. I don't know. They keep asking. And the funny thing is, they don't want to talk to anybody but Faded. So it's a little awkward. They're like, he's my favorite artist. He's my favorite this.
He says the only way that he's gonna hate is if you pay him. So I guess you guys have been paying him pretty good, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, guys. So I'm going to stay for like maybe 5 more minutes. So send your questions in. Oh, okay, so we got Clandestino Beats. He asked, what kind of tacos do they recommend? So from their shop or from where? Like in general, like fuck it, from your shop. So they're gonna tell you that they're sticking to the basics. So basically they're going for They're going for asada. They got their chorizo.
Con papas.
Chorizo con papas.
Carnitas. 100% michoacanas, pariente. Para que no se confundan. And chicken, el pollo. No puede faltar el pollo.
So, that's... I mean, but... Which ones do you recommend out of, like, your tacos, I guess? He wants to know.
You know what? All of them are fire, but... I have a lot of people come in for our carnitas and our asada.
So that's what Johnny recommends. He says that the carnitas are bomb. So
yeah, those are for tacos. Those are our number two sellers. Carnitas and asada. They're like head to head, and you can't go wrong with the pollo and chorizo con papa. Obviously, it's a lot of people in the morning for some reason they prefer the chorizo con papa. I've noticed that. I don't know what it is.
It's a good breakfast food.
Maybe it's the breakfast. But in the morning, AM, chorizo con papa. And from there on, it just... Carnitas and asada are like head to head. They're like... They're on there. It says... Mando 806. Dice puro Taco Bell.
Oh. Ingasu. I guess you gotta start offending people.
Man. I'm sorry. Yeah, Taco Bell is fire. I'm not gonna lie. I've been to Taco Bell at 1 in the morning. The one here in Pedro, especially when I can't find anything else to eat.
Yeah.
But it's pretty... I mean, Taco Bell. I'm a Taco Bell fan. I prefer Taco Bell over Del Taco. I'll tell you that much.
So we got one right here. Clandestino, again, he's coming through with the questions. He wants to know, do you plan to have Milanesa on your, like, sell Milanesa?
What's up, Fez? Milanesa. I'm not sure, brother. I haven't thought about Milanesa, to be quite honest. I'll tell you one thing, tortas de milanesa, fire. You know what? Even the burritos estilo Michoacán de milanesa, con su lechuga and su jitomate, and that's absolutely fire. I have been thinking, now that you remind me, not los burritos de milanesa, but los burritos de carnitas estilo Michoacán, con the secret sauce, the lettuce, the tomatoes, absolutely fire. It's kind of like a Taco Bell mix or whatever, but they actually sell these in Michoacán. Si vas a Michoacán y les pides un burrito, así te lo van a servir. And they actually have burritos de milanesa and burritos de carnitas the exact same way, and they're absolutely fire. So, who knows? Maybe. I appreciate that question, though.
So, like, I don't know, man. We had some people asking, like, if you guys have any hookups, are you planning to do any hookups for coming on the podcast?
Hookups? Actually, yeah. We brought you a shirt you.
Oh, cool.
My boy Faded forgot it in the car, but and actually we did agree before coming on the show that we wanted to hook up somebody with a t-shirt.
All right, so make sure you got to follow me, follow them. You already know the rules. I've been doing giveaways for the past month, so follow me, follow them, and maybe depending if they want a question, you guys got to answer a question because you guys got to work for this stuff. Yeah, I've been having it too good for too long, guys.
And nos comprometemos. We'll hook you up with a shirt. The catch is you got to pick it up at the shop. Let us know what size it is. We got small, medium, large.
Me or them?
Them.
Okay.
Them. The listener. We didn't bring it because obviously we didn't know what size the winner is going to be. But we do have small, medium, large, XL, double XL. You know, come pick it up at the shop and we'll treat you to a concha torta so you can try it out.
All right, guys. See, man, it pays to be my follower, to follow me, guys. So, I mean, Clandestino says he's from Michoacán. So, I mean, I think that's why he asked the question.
Michoacán, yeah.
And you already got a couple people saying that they're going to come through tomorrow and they're going to visit you. So,
there you go. Stop by tomorrow. We're open from 10 in the morning to 8. If you don't see us around, you know, I'm pretty sure staff will hook you up 100%. Tell them that you listen to us on this podcast, on this live video. Give us some love. Appreciate anticipating all those that are going to come. I love you guys. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
And remember, each taco that you guys buy, I say it playing around all the time on live, is you guys are sending their kids to college if they want to go, you know, in the future. So you pay our bills. You help us send our kids to college and whatnot. So I appreciate each and one of you that come to our shop.
So we have a question. Truly23, yours. She asked, do they do any events? So do you guys throw events?
Actually, we did have a event just recently. We had like a little private photo shoot video event. We had about 20 people, huh? We had 20 people that showed up early on a Saturday with a professional photographer, professional video editor. And so all these people that decided to join us, they agreed to it, and they're going to be probably coming out on some photos, some video. So it was a cool event, and they got to try everything on our menu. So we cooked up everything that was on our menu, and they tried it for free.
Damn.
So, you know, they had from the QMT burrito, which is a burrito over a foot long, to our concha tortas, to our esquite locos, to our taco dogs, our tortas, our breakfast tortas. We have breakfast burritos. So they got to try all of that.
I missed out on that event. Yeah. I wanted to go, but I had to work. I didn't get up till like close to 10, and you told me it starts at 9. And it ended at 10. I was like, fuck, I'll go, but I'll probably show up like halfway there.
No, you should have swung by. You should have, you know.
Man, fuck, I missed out. All right, so Johnny wants to know, does Fady know how to use a debit card machine now?
Probably not. If you see Fady trying to charge you, probably ask for somebody else to do it. Just kidding.
So just cash only when you see Fady.
Yeah, cash only if you can. If not, then ask somebody else on the staff to help you out. Because if it's a $5 charge, Fady will charge you like $500. So you gotta be careful. I'm warning you guys. Don't come ask for a refund if you see this guy.
All right, and then we got Munchies. We got Sanchez.
What's up, man?
310. He just said, "What's up, Herbert? Banino 8 all day, bro.
You gotta." Go.
He doesn't want to be called Herbert now.
I know. Gio. Yeah, Banning. I'm a Banning High School. You know what? I'm not even ashamed to say it. Banning High School. I didn't even graduate. It doesn't matter now. But I'm happy for being a Banning High School student. I learned a lot. Learned a lot there.
So he also wants to know, what made you want to go into the taco business? I mean, the business.
Well, if you listen to the podcast, my boy here asked me, but I'll answer this question again. I kind of accidentally happened to open up a taco shop. I've always loved business. I've always known that I love business. And me being in real estate taught me a lot about business. So I had some money laying around, sort of. Not a lot, but I had some money. And my in-laws from Mexico, they've been in the food business, you know, in La Marqueta. In Mexico, mi familia eran los que cocinaban las carnitas. So everybody in Michoacán, if you know Zacapo, Michoacán, you know my family, Los Salcedos, Los Unigas, they cooked up the carnitas going from events, you know, a lot all over Michoacán, and they would cook up carnitas. So the specialty is carnitas. We get down with the carnitas at our taco shop, and it comes from my mother-in-law's background. All right. From my in-law's background, that's where we learn, and that's how I kind of stumbled up on opening up a taco shop. You know, we had some money, people that had knowledge in cooking, and A and B,
it all came together.
Yeah, come together.
All right, so Johnny also says, what about, he wants to, he has an idea for an event. QMT Paintball Day. I don't know what you guys think about that.
QMT Paintball Day?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Ooh, I haven't.
How does that work, Johnny? Do we throw like condiments at each other with our paintball guns or what?
I don't know. Is it real guns and paintballs? Because my boy Fady can be a little bitch sometimes.
Munchies wants to tell you, wish you the best of the best for you, for your family and your business. He's going to stop by once he's in town.
Yeah.
He lives in Texas.
So. Yeah, my boy Munchies. I saw that. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he's an engineer.
Yeah.
He's done some. So, yeah. Shout out to you, brother, in Texas. Yeah. I'm glad that you're doing great. Yeah. Thank you for the best wishes, and I wish you the same. Nothing but best wishes for you. Thank you.
So, like, he's also, pretty soon we're working on a little project together. So I'm not gonna give any details, but make sure you stay tuned, because he has plans. He has big plans coming up in the next couple months. I'll let you guys know a little bit once he gives me the green light to tell you all. But It's making money move, you know, like Cardi B.
There you go, brother. I'm so excited. Can't wait.
All right, guys. Well, for my, why don't you tell that this is going to be it. I'm sorry for anybody that just started, added the feed or whatever, but let's cut it. Why don't you tell people on my feed where they could find you? Obviously, your people already kind of know where to find you, but tell my people like where your shop's located and maybe your social media.
Okay, so our shop's located in the beautiful city of Wilmington, Wilmas, California, 90744. For all those prideful with medals like me, non-gang affiliated. let me repeat that. No, we're on Anaheim Street, Anaheim Boulevard, and Keene Street. So for all those that know Wilmington, we're right in front of Rick's In-N-Out, about a block away from Flores, down the street from Burger King, Sweet Mama's House Donuts, Mariscos Rosarito, that plaza. Uh-huh. That's where we're at. We're at the little small plaza in Wilmington, Anaheim's Plaza, 1110 West Anaheim Street, unit number 3, Wilmington, California. Our social media is Instagram. You can find us on Instagram is quiero_mas_tacos. You can, I don't know if they're watching, but the little monito right here. And you can find us. And then our Facebook, Quiero Más Tacos, QMT. Quiero Más Tacos. We're all over Google. People have been telling us that we're on Yelp. So you can find us at Yelp. Yelp reviews. Don't go for what I say. Go for the Yelp reviews. Google, Instagram, Facebook. Pretty much that's where we're at in social media. And our phone number for the taco shop is 424-376-6886. Again, that's 424-376-6886. For the most part, we have deliveries pretty much every day. Unless we're super backed up or we can't do it, then we'll suggest you doing it through Grubhub. We are linked up with Grubhub Live, so if you don't want to drive to us because it's too cold, it's too hot, or it's raining, or you're cuddling with bae trying to Netflix, you know, type of deal, then just order through Grubhub. Grubhub will deliver it to you right at your front door. And actually, now that I'm talking about Grubhub, we got a bunch of $10 offs if you're a first-time Grubhub user. Uh-huh. As we know, Wilmington's not really big on Grubhub.
Yeah.
So us and Grubhub, we cut a deal where they send us these $10 $10 off your a purchase of $15
okay.
or more. You get a coupon, you get a code from us, and you get $10 off. So for all those first time users on Grubhub, they can get $10 off. So you can DM me at Quiero Más Taco at our Instagram or Facebook or wherever you see me, or DM my boy Faded, and we'll get you that code. So if you're a first time user and you want to get into that millennial thing of getting your food at your front door, download the app. We'll hook you up with the code, and you'll get your food right to your front door.
Yeah, so also give me that code, so I'll put it on my description. So people, I mean, I don't know if it works out still.
It's a one time code for each. So like I said, we got like 10,000 of them, bro. Yeah. We got enough for everybody in Wilmington.
Okay.
So I'll give you a couple of them. As a matter of fact, I'll give you like a hand stack. Uh-huh. And if your followers want to order from us,
so each code is one time use.
Yeah, one time use. Okay. for first time users to Grubhub. So if you've never used Grubhub and you want to give it a shot, I'll tell you what, order something $15 or more and you're actually gonna get it for like $5.
Yeah
to your front door. So
all right, guys. Well, I think that's gonna be it for the live, guys. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the little question and answer we did right here on Instagram Live. You could find me for your feeds. You can find me on Let Me Know Pod on Instagram and Facebook. Send any questions. If you're doing something yourself and maybe you want to be featured, send me an email, send me a DM, and I got you. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you guys are following them now, and hopefully you guys go try their spot. But before we wrap it up, you guys know, for my followers, my listeners, you guys know I like to play a game called Sevens. So I kind of explained to you guys, but I'm explaining it all over again. So I mean, I wish it could be both of you, but I mean, Faded didn't want to participate. So you know what? You get the chance to win that fat head.
Let's do it.
All right. So Sevens, for the new listeners, Sevens is a game like Heads Up. You choose a category, and I give you clues. You got to guess the word that I'm looking at on my phone.
Yeah.
All right, so it's called Sevens because it's seven questions, and you have 7 seconds to answer each question. So each question is a point. So the longer you take, the less points you'll get. All
right.
So you're going to have a total of 49 seconds to pretty much answer it all completely through. So the high score you could possibly get is 49.
Okay.
So the high score for the podcast is 32, set by Marty Moose.
Okay.
And 32 is a pretty, I mean, hard score to beat. So even if you tie it, both of you will receive that gift. So right now, like I said, it's a fat head of myself. Give me the thumbs up. Pretty much as inspiration that, you know, like, you could keep going, go through with it, or maybe just to never come here again. You remember as a point in your life that you're like, fuck, you know, not to do that podcast ever again. Whatever. It's up to you, you know. So the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 80s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and the corresponding music. Stand-up, superheroes, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. All right. So go for something that you feel I'm going to be good at to give you, because I'm giving you the clues. So if I don't know nothing about that category, then I pretty much can't help you.
I'm pretty bad myself. I don't even see myself scoring 7, but let's try to give it a shot. You said you had... sports?
Yeah, I got sports.
All right, let's try sports. Let's see.
All right, so you're going to keep the best of two. So we're going to do it twice. So kept the high score. All right. So when you win on a sport, what they give you? The World Cup, what do they give you? Like any sport, what they give? Okay. So there are basketball teams from Boston. What are they?
Boston Celtics?
Yeah. It's a football game. It was like really popular. Like you could get a skull on fire. It's a football game, like on Super Nintendo.
Madden.
All right. So this is like the tennis, the tennis.
Racquetball?
No, the tennis. What's it called? Arena. Okay, never get it. So to go faster, like you don't walk, you
run.
And he's the U.S. soccer, the U.S. national soccer goalie.
Tom Bradley? No.
Okay, so what, like. You like America, so what are you?
Fan.
All right, so your score is 12.
12.
Ooh. All right, so it was trophy. Well, you win the World Cup, you get a trophy. The Celtics. The football game's called Blitz. Wimbledon, isn't that like the tennis thing? I think that's...
Wimbledon?
I don't know. Wimbledon?
It sounds like a stadium.
Yeah, well, and then like if you don't walk to go faster, you run, and then Tim Howard from the U.S.
Tim
soccer
Howard,
team.
I said Tom Bradley.
And then like you're a soccer, yeah, soccer like Chivas. I mean Chivas, America fan. So fan. All right, so I don't know if you want to go. Let me pick for you. All right, so where people usually do the best is general.
Okay.
I just like to give you at least a try, so you could, you know, at your own choosing, leisure, whatever. So where do we live in the city of?
Wilmington, San Pedro.
So what's this?
T-shirt.
No, but what is it? Like what?
Cloth. Shirt.
Well, you're not a Democrat. You're a
Republican.
You're not a mother, but
father.
Not moon, but
sun.
When you can't see, you wear
glasses.
When you want to go out, you get up. You have kids. You get a
babysitter.
All right. Well, that's pretty good. Ooh, you got 30. So
almost.
I'm telling you, it's pretty hard to get 32. All right, guys. Well, like I said, that's about it. We're gonna wrap it up. But before I go, make sure you follow me on Instagram and Facebook. All you gotta do is look up Let Me Know Pod. I'm on iTunes, SoundCloud. I mean, I don't know why I'm telling you. I don't like to say in this part because if you're listening to me, you know how to find me. But just in case you have you get your podcast somewhere else, I'm on iTunes. Tune in. I'm everywhere except Spotify, but I'm working on it. If you have if you hear music in the background, if you want to be like you want to be featured somewhere, make sure you send me your music to my email. You can find me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest, if you have a segment, maybe you want to add a game, make sure you send me the ideas, everything to my podcast, or just DM me on Instagram. Please, guys, leave a review on iTunes. The more reviews I get, the more subscriptions I get, the higher chance I get to be on Spotify. And, you know, you guys know, for any my actual listeners, you guys know that that's my goal. By the end of the year, I'm hoping to be on Spotify because that's the biggest platform right now is Spotify. So, I mean, that's it. I think that's it for me. But before I go, I just want to thank you guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you for letting me interview you guys. You know, I'm for sure we're going to go get some tacos after this. So we're gonna wrap it up. But before I go, I just want to thank you guys for letting me be a part of your day. All right, guys. So next week, bye.
Chances, I ain't biting my tongue. I'ma scream it to the top of my lungs. If you ain't chasing your dreams, what the fuck are you doing? Tell me, how is that fun? Tell me what keeps you going. I just wanna know. Fuck it, I'ma move on. In Detroit, cold as ever. Why the fuck is it snowing? That's my city though. Shorty, think you cool with that gun? You a son of a bitch. You ain't tougher than none. I could never be a bench warmer. Niggas won't be. Fuck it, I'll be George Foreman. Diamonds dancing, getting better at performing. I be working on my vocals all night, all morning. No snoring, I want it, I warned you, I earned it. Back when they were cracking jokes and I didn't think shit was funny. Old friends are turning to strangers. Ex-lovers mad that I'm famous. They see the picture I painted. I've been going through changes. I pray to God and I made it. Nobody did me no favors. I'm sorry if you can't take it. I've been going through changes. Ever since I was young, knew I was the one. Days a new wave, I'm just soaking it in. Funny how they said that they wanted back then. Once I got it, a lot of shit started disappearing. How you carry yourself, how you speak within. Anything negative just ain't part of my plan. God chose me, and I'll be goddamn if I let another soul try to will me in. If it was meant to be, you would be right here. New phone, who this? Ain't heard from you in years. And they can never call me selfish, gave chances after chances. Mama knows best, mama said they all jealous. And I ain't gonna lie, that shit is scary. When the people that you love don't wanna see you flourish. Don't wanna see you eat, they wanna take your part. Don't wanna see you different, they wanna see you normal. I just want my broke free, free man like Morgan. I'm blessed and I struggle, you don't know my story. Yeah, and shit, soon I'll be married. Hope to see you and your children at my wedding, my baby. Old friends are turning to strangers. Ex-lovers mad that I'm